Is this science gone mad?
Science is a serious subject, right? Wrong. At least, not when it comes to the Ig Nobels, the most bizarre scientific award ceremony in the world. The Ig Nobels are prizes for unusual scientific research. The kind of research that makes you laugh, then makes you think. The ceremony is organised by science magazine The Annals of Improbable Research and takes place at Harvard University. Here are four of this year's winners.
1. Coffee. The Fluid Dynamics Prize went to Ruslan Krechetnikov and Hans Meyer. They looked into the reasons why coffee spills when you're walking. They found that it's all down to a combination of the size of the cup, the properties of the coffee, and the way your body moves. Fascinating.
2. Chimpanzees. This year's Anatomy Prize went to Franz de Waal and Jennifer Pokorny for discovering that chimpanzees can identify other chimpanzees from photos of their rear ends. As part of the research, 6 adult chimpanzees were rewarded with food for matching images of backsides to faces.
3. Green hair. The chemistry prize went to Johan Peterson for solving the puzzle of why people's hair turned green in certain houses in the town of Anderslev, Sweden. Convinced the municipal drinking water was to blame, researchers tested for levels of copper in the water, as the metal is known to dye hair green. Disappointingly, they found that the levels were normal. However, further research showed that hot water left overnight in the pipes peeled copper from the pipes and water heaters, which then went into the water, leading to high levels of copper. The problems were most severe in new houses, where pipes didn't have any protective coating. Inhabitants in the area who wanted to avoid the hair dye were told to wash their hair in cold water or move to an older house.
4. Number theories. This year's Psychology Prize went to Anita Ehrland, Rolf Svahn and Tullio Guadalupe. Their study was titled Leaning to the Left Makes the Eiffel Tower Seem Smaller. They found that body posture can influence people's estimation of quantities. Apparently, this is based on the mental number line theory, which suggests that people represent numbers along a line, with smaller numbers on the left and larger numbers on the right. So, researchers hypothesized that making people lean to the left would make their estimates smaller, and leaning to the right would make them bigger. In order to prove this, participants answered questions such as, "How tall do you think this building is?" while standing on a wee balance board. While answering the questions, their posture was changed. So, participants answered some questions while they leaned slightly to the left, some while they leaned slightly to the right, and some while they stood upright.
Isn't science marvellous?